strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, Joy Reid is truly one of the dumbest people in the history of television. And it's funny, though, because she does have a TV show and gets a big contract from MSNBC. She's there to look dumb and to keep people dumb and to be a propaganda agent. But she actually thinks that that's, you know, credit how smart she is. So she's been doing these videos where she's, like, filming herself at home or whatever, and it's just endless content from this strange individual. And this is the latest. Here she is responding to the VP choice in clip 29.
Got to be honest and keep it real. This is not the pick that I expected that she would make. It did come down to the final three, as we understand it. And I thought she would go astronaut. Keeping it real. He, to me, would have been the safest, most conventionally safe pick. White, super white, like, you know, mayonnaise sandwich on Wonder Bread, white. From the, you know, from a border state, he could have made a strong argument for her.
What was that, a super mayonnaise sandwich on Wonder Bread, guys? Super white? Mayonnaise sandwich on Wonder Bread, super white? I mean, I it's kind of funny. I'm just like, where did this mayonnaise thing come from? Is that a real thing with white people? I don't like mayonnaise. It is? So I guess, okay, well, I don't know, maybe black people just hate mayonnaise. I don't really like mayonnaise. I never have. I don't eat Wonder Bread, so I guess I'm not white. I'm not white enough for Joy Reid. But, you know, it's funny. So I guess that makes you white, is the whole mayonnaise sandwich. I don't think I've ever seen anybody ever eat a mayonnaise sandwich, by the way. I don't think I've ever seen that. So, mayonnaise sandwich. Okay, so that's a big one. You know, it's funny. Super white mayonnaise sandwich. You know, I happen to be of Caucasian orientation. And you know what I like, actually? Fried chicken. You know what's normally in my fridge? Watermelon. So I just don't get it. I think people like food. I don't think it really matters what color your skin is. But hey, call me a mayonnaise sandwich. All right. My fellow mayos. All right, let's go here now. Why can't Kamala just be honest? She just can't. She gets set up for failure by Angela Rye. Who's the best rapper alive? This is hilarious. Clip 13.
Best rapper alive.
Tupac.
He's not alive. You say he lives on.
But not alive. I know. I keep doing that.
Yeah.
Listen, West Coast girls think Tupac lives on. I'm with you.
Oh, because she's a West Coast girl.
Keep doing that. Who would I say? I mean, there's so many. I mean, you know.
So many, you know. So name one.
There are some that I would not mention right now because they should stay in their lane. But others, I
don't know what that means. I want to know who one of those are.
Keep moving.
Okay, all right.
Keep moving, Angela.
All right. That was not supposed to be a stumper either. What about?
And it stumped her. So she goes with Tupac because I guess it's, you know, whatever, trendy, or she thinks that'll be cool to say. Tupac, of course, is dead. But that's like when she was talking about how she listened to Snoop Dogg and Tupac when she was in college, but she was in college before Tupac or Snoop Dogg ever even recorded an album. So unless she was a time traveler. So she just lies. You know, here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. Kamala. Why can't you just be honest? There's the challenge for her. Just be honest. Hey, who's the best rapper alive? You know, I don't really listen to rap. Just be honest. Just try honesty. She can't be honest. Hey, what kind of music do you listen to? I listen to Tupac and Snoop Dogg. They had no albums when you were in college. Just be honest. Who's the greatest rapper alive? Oh, I don't know. I don't really listen to rap. She says Tupac. Why can't you just be honest, Kamala? Do you see the problem here? Their first instinct is to lie. Their first instinct, it's a process in their head of, oh, what do I need to say right now that might get me votes or make me look cool? So it's a lie. Their first instinct is to lie. Kamala Harris's first instinct is to lie.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, my fellow mayonnaise sandwiches on Wonder Bread. That's what us white people do. I need to pay homage to my white culture. I'm going to go have a mayonnaise sandwich after this. I mean, I'm just going to load that. I'm going to load that sucker up. Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. nothing like a mayonnaise sandwich. All right. Let me try to pick it up and put it down as fast as possible here so we can get to some phone calls. You know, this story is making its way around again, and it's, you know, people calling Tim Walz a communist, which he obviously is. But see, there's always a missing angle to these things, and I don't understand it. Kids embrace Minnesota Governor Tim Walz after he signs free school meals into law. So they're all saying, oh, look, you know, the communist, and there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, hold on a second. There are probably at least a million illegal aliens, criminal border crossers, non-citizens that get a free lunch every day, if not three free meals a day. Now, for them, it's free. For you, it's not. So all I'm saying is, and I'm not for government running anything, I'm just sitting here saying we're spending $100 billion a year. That looks like a very happy man, okay? About maybe one flick of the camera away from an O-face. I'm not saying I want the government to run everything. I'm not saying I want government to run the school food program. But however, we're spending $100 billion a year on non-citizens and illegal aliens, criminal border crossers. $100 billion. So, yeah, we could easily have lunches and probably breakfast too provided at public schools that's healthy, nutrient-rich, fresh food. I bet you we could do that with the hundreds of billions of dollars we spend on criminal border crossers. So this is what frustrates me. We'll sit here and celebrate this. And by the way, it's virtually the same as the Michelle Obama lunch program. It's basically prison slop. They're not giving these kids fresh, wholesome, GMO-free, nutrient-rich foods. They sign these cheap contracts with these food companies, processed food companies. And it's all, well, you know, low-income families that can't afford lunch. And then that's what you get. I mean, folks, that's what you get in prison. So, okay. Oh, we've got $100 billion plus that we spend on non-citizens and they get three meals a day? I think I can find a better way to spend that money. I can have breakfast and lunch in every public school that's healthy and fresh. But see, that's not how we do it. So that's what I'm saying. Oh, we're celebrating. Look, Tim Walz, he's giving the kids free food. And then it's prison food. And it, by the way, in a lot of times, it's actually the same people that provide the food to the prisons that provide it to the schools. And you notice how they use the same blueprints now, too, that they use in the prisons to build schools? Starting to see what happens here? Starting to see where it's going? Yeah, you can get an education in prison, too. No, you could, and that would be good for farmers. It would be good for local farmers. Yeah. But see, no. We have to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on criminal border crossers, and that's on top of the billions that we already spend on foreign aid in countries for humanitarian aid, which gives food to them too. Now, do I want to pay higher taxes so that the government can be in control of everything? No. But the truth is, America is so prosperous, and we do have so much access, and with farming technology and everything else, we can produce a lot of food. It all gets shut down. It all gets regulated out of existence. So no, I'm not celebrating Tim Walz giving quote-unquote free lunches to schools in Minnesota that are the same thing as a prison lunch that most prisoners don't even eat, by the way. No, I'm not celebrating that. So if you want to do something serious, you liberal progressive phonies, if you want to do something serious, stop spending hundreds of billions of dollars on non-citizens, and you could actually create a school lunch program, probably breakfast too, that's healthy, fresh, non-GMO foods for Americans. You could actually do that. But you don't. You don't. You cut deals with your friends in the food manufacturing and processing industry, the same people that feed the prisoners, and then you pretend like it's a victory because now kids are going to go to school and their parents don't have to worry about feeding them, and then they eat some trash food and you pose for a photograph embracing a bunch of children. So it ain't what you think it is. I don't know. I feel like that would probably be a decent expenditure of taxpayer dollars. Certainly better than giving it to non-citizen, criminal border crosser, illegal aliens. Certainly, we can all agree on that. And so the Democrats believe in safe cities too, right? Chicago, perfect example. Number of armed robberies rising and becoming more dangerous in Chicago. Man shot outside Edgewater apartment building where four others have been shot since May. That's one building. Chicago, safe Democrat city. Great place to have your family. So safe, thanks to the Democrats running it. Just amazing. Another Democrat switches to the Republican Party. California State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill is switching parties. Former Democrat, now a Republican. Because what did I say yesterday? She has a political IQ higher than 40 points. Anybody that has a political IQ higher than 40 points is leaving the Democrat Party. Anybody that has a political IQ under 40 points is hopping up and down for Harris Walz. Tulsi Gabbard is going to be suing the federal government for putting her on the terror watch list. Representative Tim Burchett responds, asking questions why this is going on and has demanded answers from Administrator Pokesk of the TSA, demanding a meeting for this egregious offense to the rights of Tulsi Gabbard. The Global Alliance for Responsible Media has been shut down thanks to lawsuits led by Elon Musk. And, you know, this is That was a big story. And again, I know there's another big one too with Google being called a monopoly, but that legal, that's not going to be settled for some time. That's going to go to the Supreme Court, I'm sure. But here's the thing about how these advertisements and the marketing deals work. Now, the Global Alliance for Responsible Media was basically just using these massive marketing firms and all the massive ad buy money to make sure it only went to groups, you know, as they call them, socially equitable or accessible. In other words, just left-wing propaganda, or if anybody promotes any conservatism, they're never going to get the money. But that's kind of like half the picture here. And so it's good that that was ruled illegal. But the real dirt in the advertising agency is the real dirt in advertising money is that it's what props up the fake news media. CNN, MSNBC, all these networks, they're all propped up by these gigantic ad buys. Big Hollywood, big pharma, big fast food, you name it. And so it's just a recycle. It's just a recycle. And that's what props up the fake news media. And it's mostly big pharma money, really. But it's, you know, it's your fast food. It's your big Fortune 500 globalist companies as well. They prop up the fake news media. It's all part of the conquering of this country. It's all part of the corporate global government infrastructure. So that's really the big dirty secret. This was just some nonprofit leftist group trying to choke out Republicans from getting any ad buys. But that's like a toe in the real story of how marketing and advertising money props up the fake news propaganda. Planned Parenthood executives allegedly caught discussing sale of fetus body parts in shocking undercover video. We have this video. Kamala Harris ordered raid on undercover journalists who exposed Planned Parenthood sale of body parts, seized videos to block their release to the public. Again, why aren't we having opposition research into this? What was Kamala Harris's role in covering up the molestation of children by Catholic priests in San Francisco? I mean, folks, these are things that hit. These are things that hit, especially parents and women. And it's just like there's no opposition research here. There's no buys to run hit pieces on television for campaign ads. It's crazy. Here, let's roll some of this stuff. Go ahead, guys. Put the audio up. Talk about buying and selling aborted fetuses.
I'm the technician for Biomax.
So we've been working with them. Missy and I have been talking to them about tissue collection and all this other stuff. Middleman. Okay. Well, yeah. Sorry to push you like that.
I don't mind. You know what?
Middleman. So you'll be seeing
the director of abortion services.
So you'll be meeting. So you know how you met Paul?
Yes.
Ann is actually the one that's in my clinic 3.5 days out of the week.
Okay, so we'll definitely see each other.
So you
kind of the one who's in charge. Like, Paul is the overall medical director of the entire affiliate, but I kind of run the third floor, the abortion services.
Yeah. So if once we, like, get our relationship established, it will actually be Ann that you will be seeing more of. You have to come and play with our tissue and see if it's cool enough for you.
I like tissues.
We have a lot of it.
Okay.
See?
Okay, so more for me to
choose.
Keep me busy.
I can't even fathom the soullessness of these people.
And I'm so sorry. Met the other provider that goes up to 24 weeks because they need to resleep.
Okay.
And is the other provider that goes up to 24 weeks as well. So if you want more intact ones, she's the one you kind of need to
see.
Fetuses.
They're talking about selling dead baby parts. How is Planned Parenthood still operating? Shut it down.
Dude, you guys are awesome. Well done.
Yeah.
congressional hearings on this? Where are investigations? Where are grand juries?
Yeah, you already know, huh?
And of course, you know why, because Planned Parenthood launders money to the Democrat Party.
So not every time I do a DNA.
So they kill the babies, they sell the body parts, and they launder money to the Democrat Party. Oh my gosh, this is just, it's a joke to them.
I remember you mentioned.
All right, I think, pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. I think clip 12 might be an excerpt. Let me just see clip 12 real quick.
$1,500 for a liver.
Yeah.
Because that's in such high demand.
Financial incentive from you guys is going to be like to the people we have to get this approved. We'll be very happy about it.
Like I said, New York City is worth going for, and I don't know that they partner with anybody. To me, that, other than UCSF, is the largest site in 20 to 21 week cases that have not gotten PSI. And I know because I'm a provider there too.
The high dollar amount, we can pay incredible amounts.
I don't want to spend more time on this. There's all kinds of videos out there and clips. It goes on. But, I mean, how is Planned Parenthood still operating? I mean, these people are on video. I can't even. What even is that? That's beyond inhumane. That's like straight up alien. That's like straight up demonic. Oh, we play with dead babies. Oh, we sell their body parts. Oh, yeah, it's fun. It desensitizes us. What the hell is wrong with you? Something is seriously disturbed inside of you that you would be involved in that. And that's what's so crazy beyond the political argument of should abortion be legal or not. These people celebrate it. They celebrate it. You sick, demonic freaks. We can't go on like this forever. There's just no way. There's just no way. Cannot happen. Meanwhile, because these freaks love access to your kids. So if they can't kill them and pull them out of the womb and sell them, rip them limb from limb and get a profit and then give it back to the Democrat Party, they try to mangle them after they're born. America First Legal is trying to find out why the CDC is deleting emails about the trans kid agenda. That's right. They were trying to get answers with internal emails about what kind of things are being sent out and discussed internally about the trans kid agenda, and they deleted all the emails, which is illegal. I guess they really don't want you to see that, huh? Three senior Smartmatic executives charged in massive bribery scheme. This is a huge one. CNN. Smartmatic executives charged by Justice Department in alleged Philippines bribery scheme. ABC News, Smartmatic president, two other executives charged with bribing Philippine election official. Smartmatic executive indicted, accused of money laundering in Philippines. You know where else Smartmatic runs elections? Venezuela. Yeah, Venezuela. There was a story down there about an election recently, wasn't there? There was something going on. Yeah, there was some. Okay, new body cam footage, and there's a couple things. First, I want to play probably the most important part where they talk about, and maybe this, you know, maybe this kind of blows the whole story out of the water, where local police, which this is just an off-the-cuff body cam, saying, hey, we told Secret Service to have people up there. Why is there nobody on the roof? From the body cam footage, clip 30.
Command.
Down? I don't know.
36.
The Secret Service. I told them that fucking Tuesday. I told them to post fucking guys over here.
All right. We forgot to censor that, so we're probably out of a dump there. So that's the body cam footage, and they're saying we told them, that's local police, We told them to have a post there. We told them to have a post there. We told them to have a post there. We told them Tuesday to have a post there. That was when they did their first rounds together. So why didn't Secret Service have a post there? Or who removed the post? Now, okay, and the crew has this part up now. And it, guys, this is when they climb onto the roof, right? Now, here's something strange. The footage where they first are initially, where they're first initially going on the roof, take me off the screen, thank you. Where they're first initially going on the roof, so this is supposedly the part where, well, I don't know if this is it or not, but if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. They might be able to find it, they might not. It doesn't make a difference because there's no audio, and that's what's strange. The footage where they're trying to hoist the other police officer onto the roof, where, the story is he turns and points the gun at the officer, and you can see he's panicked. The officer hoists him up onto the roof. Yeah, here it is right there. And then he falls back down, and then you can see in the video he's panicked because he takes off and he's running for help. But there's no audio. At least I haven't found a video with audio. So this is later. With the new body cam footage, initially, when they hoist the guy onto the roof and then he falls down, falls back, there's no audio. I'm wondering, why is there no audio there? That is strange. Why wouldn't they include the audio of that? That's very strange. Now, the Butler or Pennsylvania side of this has been cooperating for the most part, while Secret Service is not cooperating at all. So that's very telling. And we are definitely going to be hearing back. So we did hear back. I filed a FOIA request 2 weeks ago. We were essentially denied. I mean, we weren't totally denied. It was basically a filing technicality that they denied us on. So we had to refile. Yeah, here's the video of the first initial hoist up where he falls down. You can tell he's panicked, but there's no audio, and I'm wondering why is there no audio. But so they basically claimed a filing error in our FOIA, but said they'd be happy to respond, but we had to correct it. So now it's probably going to be next week when we hear back. But the point is, it seems like they're cooperating with FOIAs. They're the ones releasing the police body cam footage from the local police. It's the Secret Service covering everything up and not answering questions or not being fully transparent or honest during these hearings. So that's pretty much where we're at on that deal. All right, when we come back, I'm going to give out the phone number. We'll take some calls. We got just about everything off the docket. I got a couple more things, but we're going to open up phone lines, take a couple calls before we sign off for the week. The InfoWars War Room carries on. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, And now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Take a couple calls here before we sign off for the week. The number to call in,
877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, and we will get you up and on the air. Number on the screen right now. All right, before I hit some of these last news stories and take a couple calls, remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, that's how everything we do here is possible, is with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, and we make it easy because we sell great products. Now, we have an entire supplement line. These are the highest quality supplements, and that's InfoWars MD, and the entire line of products right now is 25% off. Now, there's so many of these, I can't spend all this time telling you about every single one, but I can tell you about a couple of them because I can tell you from experience. Like turmeric 95, this is the highest quality turmeric supplement you're going to find out there. And most turmeric supplements don't come with this amount of turmeric or this high quality turmeric. Ours is the highest quality, highest potency. Just incredible for inflammation, support, and soreness, flexibility, so much more. How about a good night's sleep? Well, is there anything more important sometimes than a good night's sleep? Do you ever feel better than you could after a nice, restful, re-energizing, revigorating sleep? So if you're missing out on that or you're struggling with that, good night's sleep. InfoWars MD, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But there's so many great products there that are important for you, like prostate support. Nitric Boost, Nerve Renew, Joint Relief Max. I mean, it just goes on and on. All these things with known ingredients to help you and keep you in the best of health. So you get a great product. You support us. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We're getting the phone lines loaded up here. In the meantime, here, let's look at this hilarity. The Olympic Committee, they don't know what to do. They have this big controversy on their hands because there's a bunch of non-binary athletes competing now. By the way, 100% of them are competing in the same division. Do you think it's men's or women's? 100% of the non-binary athletes are competing as women. So it's a big controversy, especially the one dude out there beating up women in a boxing ring, getting a gold medal. And so when they were pressed on this at a press conference, how do we know what a woman is? Listen to this in clip 33.
Will you commit to a review of your guidelines on this matter, given the controversy about what's happened?
We have said from the very beginning, if somebody is presenting us scientifically a solid system how to identify men and women, we're the first ones to do it. You know, we do not like this uncertainty. We do not like it for the overall situation for nobody. So
they don't know, folks. If anybody can submit Thomas Bach scientific evidence, I'll tell you what, Thomas. Tell you what. Why don't you come on down to Austin, Texas? And there's a couple of adult clubs down here. All right, I'll go ahead and show you some scientific evidence of what a woman is. How about that? This is so ludicrous, you almost can't even believe it. If someone can present us with scientific evidence of what the hell? What did you miss first grade biology? Did you not breastfeed as a child? Have you ever been naked? I mean, what? We don't know what a woman is. We have no, oh my God, someone can show us. We're so confused. We have no idea. I mean, what in the hell is this? And apparently they aired that during the primetime Olympic coverage on NBC. We can't, if you can present me with scientific evidence, I don't know. Yeah, buddy, come on down to Austin. Since you don't know, man, I'll tell you, man, let me do you a favor, all right? You look like you're maybe 50 years old, and you don't know what a woman is. I'll tell you what, you've been missing out. It's not really my scene, but why don't you come down to Austin? I know a few places we can go, and I'll show you a woman, bud. Okay? How about that? Because you have no idea. Of course, the whole thing is a joke. It's a disaster. They want to be woke. They let men beat up women. And then they have to cover for it by saying, well, we don't know what the woman is. Can you show me any evidence, any science? I have no idea. You're up there as a man with facial hair, and the person that asked you is a woman with breasts. I mean, you can't, this is so crazy. Liberalism, progressivism. All right, let's go here to some calls now. Let's go to... Where do we want to go? Let's go to Sean in Virginia. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing this evening? Hey,
good.
Look, I'm just trying to address the free lunches, man. Free lunch meals and everything else. If I could afford to eat and afford to feed my children, I'm in a neighborhood that offers free lunches. And I'm opposed to it because I think, you know, I can feed my children as long as the government – and it's not even the government. As long as I can afford and I'm given the free rein to make the money I need to make in these United States, I can feed my own children. Now, for those that can't feed their children, I understand. I don't understand this, though. Because the same guys that are gangbanging and shooting up people and on welfare and everything else, they're the ones that need it. They're the children. Well, why are those children in need?
Well, explain to me, though, when you say you're in a neighborhood that does free lunches, are you talking about at the schools? You're talking about the school system?
Yes. Our school system has been assigned Section 8 or Section whatever that offers my child free lunches.
Okay.
I mean, my child can go
okay,
get
so,
a free
yeah,
lunch.
So, yeah. So, okay. I know what you're talking about. Now, what is the quality of that lunch?
That's the second point. Okay. So, what are they feeding them? So, I prefer to send my boy to school with his own lunch. I mean, his mother makes great meals for me. I'm healthy. We haven't been sick in a while. But what are they feeding them there? I mean, why do they want to offer these free lunches? What exactly is on the menu? That's my first point. Exactly. I mean, you make a great point there. It's just, it's amazing. And so, and that goes along with the Planned Parenthood thing. Okay, so Planned Parenthood is part of this abortion thing and all this, you know, after the children. So what are they doing with our children? Why does government have to intervene so much in our children's lives? Why can't they just create a society where I am capable of feeding, I'm capable of making decisions for my own child? I've had three boys. I don't need government to tell me or offer me a plan. It's ridiculous.
Well, and this is why I think Vivek Ramaswamy's policies, probably, his approach to the swamp is the best I've ever heard of it. And I'd like to see him kind of, you know, get a chance to prove himself, whether that ends up as a role as a senator or if he can get inside the Trump administration. I'd rather see him in the Trump administration personally. But yeah, it's like, hey, look, I can get in there and I can cut trillions of dollars from the budget immediately. I mean, it's a joke. These federal programs, welfare, the bureaucratic state, you can just cut it. We don't need this crap. Cut it. But it's like, hey, look, I mean, if I can live, and I'm no communist, let me be clear. But yeah, if I live in a country with such abundance and we've got it so good with great leadership and just united patriotism, and we can provide kids just a healthy, great meal every day at school, I'm not opposed to it. But we're not even close to that. And we don't even provide them good food anyway.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation is bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation is shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. All discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time. The New World Order is going to take everything you got. They're going to take your children's soul. Are you going to keep bowing down to these people? Scum rule over you. It's time to break their will. if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Just kind of left this issue go. You know what? Figure out your own problems, England. You limeys. You know, we got friends over there, and we got allies over there, and it's sad to see how Europe has fallen. And what's going on is just a sign that it's fallen and been conquered. That's why I went on that rant at, I think it was at the start of the week on Monday in my monologue, and I just said, we just have to decouple from all this stuff and close the border, or that's going to be here soon. And by the way, it's Tim Walz calls for censorship. Well, what do you think he's talking about? Oh, people overrunning your streets, gangs overrunning your streets, and then if you say anything negative, you get arrested. So, yeah, you just get conquered. No thanks, but that's basically what's going on in England. But I don't know what X suspends UK government. All right. Let's continue to take some calls here. Oh, by the way, let's see if they end up doing this. I hope they don't. X is going to apparently remove likes and reposts in replies. So, like, you can't like or repost or reply to a reply. I hope they don't end up doing that, because how else are we going to ratio people? Nassau County, New York passes bill making face masking illegal in public spaces. That's because of the anti-Israel protests, so now they're bad. So now masks are good. Now masks are bad, and then they're good, and then they're bad again. Remember Tiffany Henyard? This story keeps getting crazier. She's had her credit cards frozen as the investigation continues into whatever she's been up to. This woman is, I mean, she could end up in jail. Now, if she was a Republican, it'd be a huge story. But since she's a Democrat, kind of like Menendez out there. All right, let's take a call or two here. Let's go to Sarah in Michigan. Sarah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, so can you hear me?
I've got you.
All right. I believe that Kamala Harris is a distraction from the fact that Biden is in his basement hiding. I do not believe that Kamala Harris should be getting the attention that she deserves, or the attention that she's getting, because she's the vice president. She's not a presidential candidate. She's the vice president. So we should be asking her, where is Biden? What is he doing? You know, do you believe that he's still fit for office? Because he's out hiding and we're treating her like she's this vice president, you know, like she's this presidential candidate that's going to change everything. And she's hiding behind, you know, basically acting like she's this new candidate. And it's like, no, you're still the vice president. You're still advocating for his policies. So where is he? What is he doing? Do you think he should be taken out of office? Do you think we should put forth the 25th Amendment? And I think that's more important than her radical policies, Tim Walz, all of that. Like, you're the vice president. Where is the president? Those are the questions we should be asking.
Yeah, well, okay, so you're 100% right, and it's what I've been talking about, how it's like Joe Biden being a disappearing act is just not even a story. I mean, they're covering it up to an extent. But here's kind of the two things I would say in response. You know, Harris is running for president. She is who we need to defeat. So there is that. But it's also Karine Jean-Pierre that's been running cover. Now, she's not even doing press conferences anymore. So I don't know what's going on in the White House. Nobody does. Nobody's asking. And she was asked, I think she's done two press conferences, maybe three, since Biden dropped out. It's hard to believe that that's, but I think it's like three. She did one on a Monday and Tuesday, and then she did one this week. And so when she gets asked about this, she just balks. She doesn't answer the question. Somebody asked, has the president given up on governing? And she's just like, oh, you've seen the president. So yeah, they are 100%. They're covering up the fact that Joe Biden has just given up. Nobody's running the White House. And, you know, maybe this is why Kamala Harris won't do a press conference and won't do an interview, because somebody might bring up the fact that, hey, you're still the vice president and nobody's running the White House. What the hell is going on?
The thing is, if Kamala Harris is brought back to her roots of being vice president, which she didn't even deserve that position in the beginning, if she's brought back to her roots of you're the vice president, you're not the president. You did not deserve the vote. You got no vote. You are not the presidential nominee. You're not. You are the vice president. You need to answer for Biden. Then I think it'll really expose how much of a liar she is. And then it'll bring it back to our true leadership, which is Trump. And then we can get back to the assassination.
I think you're absolutely right. But this is why she's avoiding the press. By the way, we'll see what's going on right now. There was the development earlier this week of U.S. soldiers getting wounded in an attack on a base. Apparently, there's some other developments happening right now with maybe even soldiers being wounded again on the latest attack. And Biden is going to be on the beach this weekend. He's not going to be doing any addresses. Harris is going to probably be a disappearing act. She doesn't give any access to the media. She says, oh, you know, well, maybe we'll do an interview by the end of the month. Maybe. She agrees to one debate, not three. And so this is why. They're covering it up. They give you a concert. Kamala reads off a script for 20 minutes. And then that's it. Absolutely. It's a huge story. The corrupt media is covering for this administration yet again. And again, look, what we are up against is straight up election theft. Okay? That's what we're up against here. I think everybody knows it. This Kamala hype is all temporary and fake. The only shot the Democrats have is stealing Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona and Nevada and Georgia, just like they did in 2020. That's it. That's what we're up against. So you can argue, have they done enough? Have they done anything? Well, we're not running against Harris. And so she's the placeholder, but it's like, yeah, well, you, great call, Sarah. I got to jump because I'm almost out of time. Let's go to John in Atlanta. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Man, thanks for taking my call. And this is my first time actually calling in, man. I'm stoked. Really quick. So you're right. I think you mentioned it earlier, right? You said they're doing damage control, right? So they're not showing the idiots. Like, one, Obama. Haven't seen Obama, right?
Yeah, he was campaigning for Biden. He's disappeared real fast, hasn't he?
Right? And then you got Biden in the basement doing God knows what. Hell, he looks different every time.
Yeah, who knows? He could go three. He might be 7 feet tall at the beach this weekend.
And then, you know, you got, and oh, I wanted to say, before I forget, dude, you know, the whole veteran thing, dude, honestly, they need to just corral them all. And I'm sorry to say, but they just need to be hung by their bootstraps for treason, man. This is not a game.
You know, we don't play about our American rights, our liberties and freedoms, and I think they need to be handled as such. So I want to segue into other things. The reason you remember when Kemp, you know, I think he came out and he was going to support Trump, and he was going to say, you know, and then it just seemed like his whole narrative switched.
Who?
Kemp, Governor Kemp out here in Atlanta. His whole demeanor switched, and I'm segueing into that because we're talking about Atlanta and how they need to win Atlanta, right? You know, you got Kemp out here making deals with, like, the Koreans to build, like, Hyundai plants and, you know, things like that. And I've almost feel like, you know, he's kind of bought and paid for.
Well, you know, you would probably be better because I'm not following Georgia politics. You know, I'm not following the pulse of Georgia politics, but – you know, every time I touch the pulse of it, it seems like there's a lot of corruption. And Georgia is a deep red state. The Democrats engage in so much corruption in Atlanta that they're kind of able to control the state. And you've had problems with Republican leadership like Kemp and Raffensperger that have really sabotaged what would be a deep red state of Georgia.
100%. And you know, I feel like these are positions that need to be held by veterans. Someone that cares about this country with some kind of skin in the game, so to speak. And I want to say, dude, you when you went to jail, dude, you became a veteran for us because you represented us. You and the rest of the team out there, you guys represented us, our voices, you know, because at the end of the day, somebody's got to fight on the front line.
I would never make that claim. And I appreciate your kind words, John. I'm out of time. I will say, you know, part of the way I thought about it to get through it was like, hey, look, if this is the service I got to serve to the country, then that's nothing compared to people that have served and have gone into combat and have been shot at and have lost limbs. So it kind of helped me just get through it like, hey, if this is my service, this is nothing compared to what others have sacrificed. But yeah, I mean, I was a prisoner of war. That is true. All right. That does it for the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You have a great weekend. We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood Greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.